questions for the coaches here this morning, just use the chat feature, the raise your hand icon. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Cheeseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. An impressive, especially fourth quarter for your team as you pull away and beat Campbell 44-13. What did you like about the way your guys played Saturday?
We're fortunate. It was a great game going into the fourth quarter, 16-13. They were doing a lot of good things. And, you know, they're a talented team and they're well coached. And you knew offensively that anything could happen at any time. But, you know, when Wayne Galloway got the pick six to start the fourth quarter to make it a two-score game, you know, that was huge for us. You know, we hadn't been great on offense leading up to that. We were okay. And I think that kind of sparked us offensively and really got even more juices going defensively. I think we got a turnover on the next two possessions and scored off of both of those. And, you know, and also it just kind of snowballed. You know, we're not a 44-13 better team than they are. You know, they got a really good team, and we just fortunately got some turnovers and we capitalized on them in the fourth quarter. And proud of our defense. I mean, you know, to hold that offense to 13 points, they're really explosive, got talented players, they're huge up front. You know, I don't know if the heat, you know, towards the end, they are so big. I'm not sure if the heat got to them. We're a smaller team, and so I'm not real sure about that. But, you know, it was a ball game, and fortunately we got the pick six and got it rolling there.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Coach Huseman, how would you explain the revival of the Spiders after those September losses to Morgan State and Hampton? Thank you.
I think the Stony Brook game really helped us to get one at their place in those conditions at the very end of the game was huge. And I think it kind of gave our guys, you know, a new sense of urgency after that one. That was a huge game. And, you know, and we've been playing pretty decent. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, we're in some ways, you know, the main game, our offense carried us a little bit. You know, I don't know. We're playing pretty complimentary football. Our special teams have been real good all year. Our cover and our kick guys have been good. So I don't know, but I do think the Stony Brook game was a huge one for us. If we don't get that one, I'm not sure where we are at this point in time.
Could you update us, please, on Cam Coleman's health? I noticed he went out of the game. Thank you.
He banged up his knee a little bit. You know, good news is that it wasn't anything real serious, so there's no surgical procedure that has to occur. How quickly he comes back is going to be up to him, to be honest with you. You know, some people heal quicker than others. Some people can get better quicker. I've seen it many times. So it's going to be, you know, it'll be on him. You know, whether he's available next week for Elon, I don't know. That'll be close. You know, he'll be back for the William & Mary game. But, you know, Kyle is healthy, and Kyle played pretty good in that game.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, just going back to your defensive effort, Haj Malik Williams, such a dangerous quarterback back there. And I think he'd only thrown three interceptions all season long. What were you guys able to do to contain him so well and then force the mistakes late?
Wow, he is really good. We've got a pretty good defensive line. And, you know, they had the ability to get noise around him. Whether we got him on the ground or not, you know, there was a lot of noise around him a lot of times. And, you know, he didn't get opportunities to just step up and throw the football. Our defensive staff did a great job of putting a game plan together to not give up the quick RPO throws that they've been so effective with. And, but again, it all goes back to the defensive line. I think the, the second interception they threw, you know, he got hit on. We had him scrambling a lot. Now, we didn't do great when he got out in space. He made a lot of guys miss. But, you know, I'd just soon have him going, you know, east and west and out of the pocket and just kind of standing there and picking you apart that way. He's an excellent football player. And he fought and but defensively up front, we're pretty good, and you know, we put a lot of pressure on him.
Got a follow up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach Huseman, could you let people know what the Spiders have planned for this week? Is there something on your practice agenda that's important to you? Thank you.
Well, right off the bat, our coaches are on the road today and tomorrow. We had originally scheduled a Wednesday light practice with a lift, and you know, I made the decision to give them off on Wednesday. We'll just lift. We'll come back on Thursday and kind of just start preparing light practice on Thursday, start the Elon prep a little bit. Friday, kind of extend it a little bit, Elon prep. They'll have Saturday off, and then we'll come back Sunday and kind of really bang them around a little bit on Sunday and kind of get a little bit of a head start there. But, you know, John, I felt like it was important. You know, there's a lot of things that you want to do in a bye week. And I think if a bye week comes earlier, now you want to talk about, you know, all right, let's work on some fundamentals. Let's work on getting younger guys ready. When you have a bye week this late, it's more about getting your guys refreshed, re-energized, you know, refocused, you know, for the last two football games. So, you know, I think it's important to get those guys away from us this week for a while, let them catch up, let them get ahead academically, and then start on Thursday. And then, you know, that gives you three extra practices before you really get into game week. So I think that's plenty. You know, if we need longer than that to prepare for somebody, probably not a good sign.
Hey, if I could follow up, before the season, perhaps this bye week looked really late and maybe a disadvantage. As it's turned out, maybe the perfect time for it and recharge for sort of a charge down the stretch. Would you agree or no?
Yeah, I think in some ways, it, when you looked at it before the season started, you kind of thought, that is pretty late. Obviously, I feel for Coach Peori when he's got his last one of the season. That's not real good. But, you know, I think as it turned out and the way this season played out, John, I think it actually worked out the best. To get this open week at this time is probably, you know, you don't probably map it out that way. You probably think somewhere in the middle of the season. But as it unfolded, I think now having it now is probably pretty critical for us.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, I know as a defensive coach, when you go into this season, you're always trying to create turnovers. You hope that you can do that. You guys are at 23 turnovers gained now, leading the country. Has it become sort of a contagious back there? And how can you put your finger on why you've been so successful at creating turnovers this year?
Up front, we've got three or four sack fumbles. We got, you know, a few interceptions off of hits on quarterbacks. That's where it all is. You know, if we don't rush the passer, if we don't put pressure, if you don't put pressure on the guy and he can stand back there and throw, you know, it's not good. So I credit it a lot to our front four. You know, in our team meeting last night, I told our team, I said, you guys realize we lead the country in takeaways? I don't even think our guys knew it. And, you know, I also said, you know, we lead the country in defensive touchdowns, and they didn't know that either. And really, that was kind of the first time I looked at it. To be honest with you, I didn't know either until I looked it up. I thought, that's a lot of turnovers. That's a lot of defensive touchdowns. I'm going to look this up and see exactly where we are. And when I saw it, you know, the other thing, too, is I think we lead the country in third down efficiency. So, and again, they didn't know that either. And I didn't know that either. So it was, you know, I think they're pretty excited, you know, to hear that. But obviously, every game's different. you know, as we finish these next two, it is going to be critical that we get some takeaways, but also not turn the ball over. We didn't turn the ball over against Campbell. And I told the team going into this, whoever wins the turnover battle is probably going to win this game. And that's kind of how it turned out.
Offensively, as John touched on, Cam got a little banged up. Kyle came in and maybe had one of his better games, 8 of 11, 161 yards. Obviously, you didn't want him out and have to get to the quarterback situation you're in, but do you think he learned anything from being able to take a step back for a few weeks and work his way back in?
Well, we've always thought he's a really, really talented quarterback, Division I quarterback, and he had good games for us early in the season, and so we never lost confidence in him. But Cam came in and he was throwing the ball around pretty good and doing some really good things, and all of a sudden it's let's ride the hot hand there and put packages in for Kyle. But knowing, even though we had packages in for him, that it was even to the point where he was going to execute the offense no matter what we called, and he did. He made some nice throws, a great outside vertical throw to Jerry Garcia, which was huge, a great throw and a catch. And so Kyle is really good, and we're happy we had two of them. Some people say if you got two, you don't have any. Well, I disagree with that right now. We got two that we think are capable of playing.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next week.
Hi, Rob. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Again,